Welcome back to another episode of High Value Dating, everyone. Today, we're talking about how to be happy and maintain faith that love is on its way when you are single and nothing seems to stick. You're meeting a bunch of people, but you're not meeting your person, and you're starting to get bitter. You're starting to get a little pessimistic. If that resonates with you, good news, today's your episode. We're going to talk about all that and more. So stay with me and let's just dive right in. Hey there, it's your girl, Nellie, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single. Because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast. And I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. So today I was reading through my texts. You know, I have lots of clients who text me, and a couple of my clients I've been with for a long time, and they have gone on, not even kidding you, hundreds of first dates. And it got me thinking, you know, it is really difficult and challenging to continue putting yourself out there when you feel like nothing's sticking and you're like, I don't get it. Dating is a numbers game. I'm meeting so many people, but I'm not meeting my person. And why is it so hard to meet that one person? And here's the thing, dating is a numbers game to an extent, but it doesn't really matter if you're meeting 100 or 200 people or even 10 people if none of those people have some degree of baseline compatibility to you. So while it is good to meet more people, and the only way you're going to meet your person is if you put yourself out there and you open yourself up to meeting people, it's also important to ensure that the people you are giving a chance to are people who have some level of common interest or commonality to you, and you're not necessarily just giving everyone a chance, because if you're giving everyone a chance, then you're more likely to find yourself, I think, disappointed. So with that, what are some things you can do to increase the number of people you're meeting, but ensure that those people are also pre-filtered, pre-screened, right? And that you're not wasting your time. And of course, that you're not opening yourself up emotionally to people who aren't really going to meet you there anyways. First thing is, if you're on dating apps, I really suggest you use filters. And I see a lot of people on apps and they're just matching with anyone because they need that validation. They need that attention. And I admittedly have fallen into that camp myself before, where it's like, you just want attention from anybody, so you will go out with anybody. But if you're looking for your person and you're going on dates with just anybody, expecting that person who you already know off the bat isn't compatible to you based on things that you see on perhaps their dating app profile, I think that your expectations need to match what that looks like. So for example, I have a friend who is seeing someone, but in a more casual sense. And, you know, it's interesting because we've had conversations about just making sure her expectations are level set and not, you know, expecting too much from someone who just doesn't have the ability to meet that. And another way is also when you're on a first date, asking those tough questions. I think a lot of people are afraid to kind of go deep into the inner workings of their soul when they're on a first date. And I understand why. I myself am a pretty guarded person, but you want to make sure that on that date, that first initial meeting, you have the information that will enable you to determine if this is someone worth giving a second date to or not. And so, for example, if you really want to have a family and you're on a first date with someone, why not bring up kids? Why not bring up, you know, your goals and your thoughts? It's all about how you do it, right? Be tactful and delicate about it. But also just cut through the crap, right? Get to the point. If you're at a place in your life where you want that in the near future, I would just be honest and open about it. And if someone doesn't receive it well, it's probably because they're not the person for you. Also, meeting people in person, I think, is really underestimated as far as like how impactful that can be. For me, I am not technically on any dating apps except for the one that I work with, but I don't use dating apps. And so I partly just backstory because I'm banned on a lot of them because of my line of work. I think a lot of dating apps don't want matchmakers on them, which is understandable. But I have to meet people in person because if I don't, then I'm not going to be meeting anybody. And I bring that up because I know a lot of people who are on dating apps and they look at those apps almost like a crutch where they think, oh, I don't have to go out and meet people in person because I'm on the apps. There are so much that you can glean about someone based on their energy. And a lot of that is intangible. You can't capture it on a two-dimensional profile the way you can when you are around someone and you see how they look at you and how they stand and how their mannerisms are and all of those things that I think are very big when it comes into the equation of attraction and what creates that attraction between two individuals is something that you can only suss out when you're meeting someone in person. So go out and, you know, leave your house. It sounds so obvious, but so many people need this reminder because you're going to maximize the number of people you meet when you are in settings where there are a lot of people. And if you're in settings where you already know that someone's going to be somewhat compatible to you based on the venue, I think that's even better. For example, if you are really sporty and you want someone who's also in good shape and takes care of themselves and into sports and or is athletic, then you should be doing hobbies that coincide with that. Maybe golf or tennis or paddle or pickleball. Actually, I think it's pronounced padel. but you know, those types of activities are really great because you know when you're there that the people you're going to be exposed to, they already have that in common with you. Or if religion is really important to you and you want someone who has the same faith, doing hobbies where you're going to meet singles who also share that religion is great. I think it's just about diversifying how and where you meet people and taking the extra step and putting in the extra effort to meet people in person, as well as online. And the more you do that and the more people you meet who you have some degree of commonality with and compatibility to, the closer you're going to get to meeting the person you're meant to be with. And so it's about being strategic and it's about improving the quantity. Certainly, like you, the more people you meet, the closer you get to meeting the one, but the quality as well needs to coincide. And so putting yourself in the right environments, looking for things before you give people a chance that suggest that you are going to have some degree of compatibility, I think is the way to go about it. And after the break, because we are going to jump to break, we're going to talk about how to make a great first impression in person. What do you do when you are out and about and you see someone cute and you want to break the ice with them? Because it's easy to put yourself out there. And I know so many people who do, and I admittedly used to be one of these people as well. And you're in the right environments, but then your nerves start getting to you and you just can't take that last final step toward that person where you actually make a move. And then you're left wondering if that opportunity is ever going to come around again. So stay with me and we will dive into that more right after the break. What do you do when you are putting yourself around the right people, but you're not captivating them the way you want to be? Maybe you're too nervous to go up to them, or maybe you get tongue twisted, or maybe you find that you start rambling off topic about something silly. I'm a matchmaker. So what I often find in my life is, and it's really difficult to turn off, I meet so many eligible bachelors in person, and then I just start talking about setting them up because I am a businesswoman and I am like, okay, I could see this person being a potential client. And so sometimes I forget that like I also could be leveraging that opportunity for myself. And here's what I would say to you if you find that you're self-sabotaging to some extent when you're in person with people. You almost have to think about the future version of you and how that version of you acts. Are they calm? Are they confident? Are they poised? And then channel that. And the way I do this is through meditation. I do these quantum leap meditations on YouTube. I really like them. Basically, you close your eyes, you visualize the version of you in the future. You transport yourself 3, 5, 10, 20 years in the future. You get to pick. And then you imagine what that version of you is like, and who is that version of you? How do they speak? How do they act? What are they about? How do they dress? Like all of those things you imagine, and you can get as detailed and granular as you like. And the reason I find it is a very effective way of channeling that energy is because the more you step into that visualization, the more you actually become that version. What we think about is what we become. So think about that version of you, and then you will notice that you start to gradually become that version of you. So for me, I used to be pretty shy in person, especially around people who I felt were attractive. I would just clam up, which is kind of shocking maybe because I am someone who's quite talkative and a lot of people tell me I'm very confident, but if there's someone I like, I get a little bit nervous by nature. And so what I've had to do to get over that hump where when I am in person, I'm not self-sabotaging those possible connections or shooting myself in the foot is I've had to channel that really confident energy, and it's a practice. And so I imagine myself as a queen. I imagine myself as someone who can get anyone I want. And then I just literally step into that kind of, I don't want to say character because it's not a character, it's a version of me, but I step into that. And I remember that everyone is literally probably just a self-conscious. It's in my line of work, not uncommon for me to come across some of the most successful people around. I work with ultra high net worth men. I work with beautiful women. And so I think in the beginning, when I started out in this industry, I often would put people on a pedestal and feel like, oh, they're so out of my league. The more you get to know people and the more familiar you become with them, and also the more confident you become in yourself because you are achieving things that give you that sense of accomplishment, the less you put people on a pedestal and the more you realize that everyone's kind of just doing their thing and nobody really knows the difference. And people are still just people. It's not about how much money they have or what they're wearing or their, you know, the way that they look. It's about your perception of them and your perception of yourself. Everything in life is perspective. And if you believe that other people are better than you, I'm not saying you should necessarily take on the mindset that you're better than others, but if you are putting everyone on a pedestal and you feel like you're not meant to be in that room, then that's going to translate energetically and people will pick up on that. Whereas when you step into a room and you have this attitude of, I deserve to be here, I am meant for this space, I add value to every room that I walk into, when that is your core belief, everyone else becomes a believer. And people will treat you differently, people will treat you better, people will treat you with more respect because you view yourself in that light. And so it honestly all comes down to your self-concept and how you envision yourself. It's not about what you think other people think of you. It's about what you think of you. And if you think highly of yourself and you think that you are an asset and you're valuable, other people will submit to that as well. And there might be some friction in the beginning. You know, people who know you really well, they might not like that new version of you, but they will end up submitting because that is the version of you that you are going to stick to. And you're always allowed to change that self-concept. Like, you don't ever have to just stay as that one person. As I'm saying this, you know who came to mind just now is the Kardashians. Look how many times they have reinvented themselves. Look how many versions of themselves that they continue to embrace, right? Like Kylie Jenner today is very different than the Kylie Jenner 10 years ago. And that's okay. But because she decided she wanted to be different and she wanted to be this different version of herself, right now she's not really selling the sexiness as much as she used to. Other people are starting to view her that way, right? She's getting front row at Schiaparelli. She's, you know, kind of moving into this higher tier of Hollywood where she's at the Oscars. I only use that as an example because it just shows that you're allowed to change yourself at any point. And it doesn't have to be physical. It can even just be like energetic, how you view yourself, how you talk, how you act. Who you were does not define who you get to be. It can if you don't want to change it, but it doesn't have to. And when you move into spaces where you're around people who are high value and you feel in your bones that you are a high value individual and that everyone else is, you know, in a sense, lucky to be in your presence, again, not in a conceited way, but in a like, I know my worth kind of way, you will see how the world adjusts in your favor. And it's all about, and I truly think this is kind of the meaning of life. And maybe this is, some people might disagree. Some people say the meaning of life is to be happy. Some people say the meaning of life is to procreate. I have different opinions. I think the meaning of life, or maybe the reason we're here on earth, to phrase it differently, is to learn how to manipulate energy within ourselves, come onto this planet and learn the lessons that maybe we didn't learn before and master them. And all of that comes down to understanding the possibilities that exist within you and bringing it back to dating. When you are in these environments, whether you're on a first date or you're in a singles event with a bunch of people that you don't know, or you're doing a hobby, understanding that you get to control your own energy and nobody is better than you. Nobody gets to define you. You get to have that autonomy over yourself. And so think about the kind of person that you want to be, the kind of impact you want to have on other people, and the way you want someone who meets you to feel around you. Like, for example, if you walked into a room and you knew without a shadow of a doubt that your future husband or wife was in that room, how would you want them to perceive you? What would you want their first impression to be of you? You know, would you want to show them like how awesome of a sense of humor you have? Would you want to show them your charisma? Would you want to show them your sweetness or your kindness or your chivalry, right? If that is what you would want that person to see, because that's what you feel you can really bring, don't hold that back. You know, like, let yourself be yourself always, so that people get a really good understanding of who you are when they make that first impression of you. And I know it's not necessarily easy and it's something that takes time, but you owe it to yourself, especially if you're single, to be unapologetically you, so that you can meet someone who really authentically likes you for you and sees you for who you are, not for the version of you or the representative of you that you're trying to put on, but actually you. Here's another thing. Like, I was just talking to my best friend about this morning, because I have lately been struggling a little bit and feeling like sometimes, you know, you feel like, am I too much? Am I not enough? And you can be a dating expert, you can be a matchmaker, but you could still have these feelings. And she said something to me. She said, you know, Nelly, the people that you're going for, they might be going for girls who are just looking to, you know, have fun and not be serious. And that's not a representation of you or reflection of you not being enough. It just might mean that the type of person you're going for might be in a different timeline. And that's a totally fair point. It's a totally fair point. And I think a lot of my like clients and friends struggle with that too, where it's like, you want someone to meet you where you're at, but they just can't. And they can't because they're on a different timeline and they're on a different journey, and those timelines don't always match up. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that you are not enough. It just means that you're not meeting the right person yet. And we can't control those timelines. But the beauty in that is, the quicker you realize that someone is not looking for the same things as you, or even if they are looking for the same things as you, not in a place in their life where they can provide that to you right now, the better, because that just means you're inching one step closer to the person you're meant to meet. And I was watching this clip on Instagram, and I think it was Andrew Schultz, the comedian, and he said, women are afraid to be alone and to end up alone, and men are afraid of ending up with the wrong person. And so what happens is, a lot of women end up picking the wrong person because they have that fear of ending up alone, and a lot of men end up alone because they're so afraid of ending up with the wrong person. And so there's this kind of unfortunate dilemma that both genders face. I have a lot of friends who are afraid of ending up with the wrong person, girlfriends. And so they actually say all the time, like, I'd rather end up alone. And then I also know a lot of guys who are afraid of ending up alone, so they'll pick the wrong person. I think it's not so much a man and woman thing. I think it's just like two different buckets of people, the people that are afraid of being alone forever and the people who are afraid of ending up with the wrong person. And so, you know, it takes, I think, patience and a willingness to hold out for the right person, even if that means you end up alone for a little bit longer. And I also think that, I was thinking about this earlier, even maybe entertaining the possibility, like, let's say you feel like you're really at the end of the road, nothing is sticking, you're not meeting anyone who wants to be in a relationship with you the way you want to be in a relationship, or the people who do want to be in a relationship with you, you're not interested in. Like, let's say you're running into this and you're like feeling super single, feeling like you're never going to meet that person. You know, if you can't get over the hump of feeling like your person is out there, then just live your life and live the best life you can alone under the pretense that maybe you won't meet that person and see what comes your way, right? If you never meet that person, then screw it. Just have fun. Just put yourself out there. Just see where life takes you and live your best life and take accountability for your own happiness instead of searching for someone else to fill that void. And maybe, ironically, that will actually get you closer to meeting the person you're meant to be with. Entertain that possibility. Again, if you can't get over the hump of feeling like you have faith that your person is out there, like if you feel like you're really at a dead end, okay, then what would you do with your life if you knew you were never going to meet that person? Would you hook up with the hot guy at the bar? Would you say YOLO and book that flight to Rome by yourself? Would you go on that cruise? Would you start that hobby? Would you start working harder? Like, would you actually live your best life if you felt like it was all on you? Maybe. And maybe that's the answer. Maybe that's the answer for those of you who can't maintain that unwavering faith that your person is out there and looking for you just as much as you're looking for them. With that, let's go to break. And we're going to talk a little bit more about how to bounce back from rejection and also how to take control of your life when you feel sad and maybe a little despondent that you don't have love or a significant other, I should say, in your life right now. So stay with me and we'll dive into that and more right after the break. I was just thinking a little bit more about it while we went to break about how to effectively manipulate your energy when you feel really low, when you feel like your cup is empty, you're feeling depleted, you're feeling lonely, you're feeling sad. And by the way, like if that is how you're feeling, it's okay to feel that way. Like it's okay to give yourself that grace and let yourself move through the motions. That's just part of what makes you human. And I think putting the expectation on yourself that everything always needs to be perfect and you always need to be happy is unrealistic. And nobody, and I mean nobody, is always just like that, right? Everyone has low moments. Everyone has high moments. You might have higher highs and lower lows than some people, but that's just a part of the human journey. And learning to manipulate your energy, a lot of that just comes down to understanding your emotions and giving yourself grace and then acknowledging where you're at and figuring out how to turn that pain into purpose, turn that situation into a silver lining. You know, I've said this before on the podcast, things are not happening to you, they're happening for you. And that is a beautiful thing because when things, when things that you want to happen don't happen, you can feel sad about it. But what you might not realize is you're actually being divinely guided. You're being guided closer to your purpose. For example, I have had a lot of career opportunities fall through. And sometimes there are opportunities that I'm really excited about. It's like, oh, that brand deal or that opportunity to be on a TV show. Like a lot of little things like that come up in my day to day. And what you realize, especially in the industry that I'm in, is that things don't always pan out. And you hear a lot more no's than you do yeses. And I would say if you're dating and you're single, you got to get comfortable with the universe throwing you a bunch of no's and a bunch of rejections because obviously it's ideal for you to get that yes right away. But sometimes that yes has to come the way it comes through the no's because you need to learn how to become a little more resilient and a little more patient and also love yourself more and really fall in love with your journey more before you get that yes. So it's almost like you're being tested. You're being put through these prerequisites in life before you can graduate to the next level, the next grade, the next course. And when you look at it that way, you almost look at your journey here on earth as a school. I think it's easier to not let those seasons feel like those seasons are going to be your lifetime. You might just be going through a season right now, a moment right now, a bump in the road right now because you're meant for something better and you have to learn how to emotionally regulate yourself through this so that when the right opportunity does come around, you're ready. And a lot of the times when things don't work out for me, I just really try to maintain that mindset of like, it's just not meant for me right now. And if it's not meant for me ever, it's because something better is on its way. And sometimes too, I think it's easy to assume that we have the full picture. Oh, this person doesn't want to be around me, or this person doesn't want to date me because of X, Y, Z. It could be something totally different that you don't even know. And when you relinquish this desire to control a narrative, or maybe not control a narrative, but like predict a narrative that you're not sure of, I think you run the risk of driving yourself crazy. So my advice to you is like, let life unfold. Control what you can control, which is your energy. Focus on becoming the highest version of yourself through, I think quantum leap meditations are really great, but also visualization. And also just maintain that perspective that everything is happening for you. It's in favor of you. The universe has your back. And when you maintain that and you just kind of live and let be, I think you are going to be happier, and you're going to be on an energetic frequency that's actually going to be a lot more attractive to the person you're meant to be with. And it's really easy, I think, and especially if you're single and you've been single for a while, to stress yourself out and feel like you're never going to meet that person. Again, even if that's true, which I don't think it is, but even if we want to entertain that, cool. Let's assume you never meet your person. Let's assume you never get married, you never have kids, the fairy tale, the quote unquote fairy tale never happens. How would you live your life differently? Would you take more risks? Would you overthink things that much? Or would you just focus on, you know, being in charge of your own happiness? Maybe that's the secret. Maybe that's the catch 22. And maybe that's why they say it'll find you when you're not looking. Food for thought. I hope this was energizing. I hope this provided some perspective. I think just the key takeaway is you have to maintain a level of optimism, but also be in charge of your own happiness and emotions, and not let other people have that control over you. And that's something that you give to other people, by the way. If you let someone make you feel a certain way, it's because you were expecting more from them and you put a lot of value on just the outcomes they could provide you with. Be in charge of your own outcomes. I've had a lot of situations recently not pan out the way I've wanted them to, but the way I'm looking at it is like, okay, it'll propel me closer to what I'm meant for. And I might not see that right now, but I'm going to have trust that that's the case. Okay. Anyways, guys, I am wishing you a great rest of your week. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please give it a rating and review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you're listening. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. It helps a lot. And make sure you follow me on Instagram at ask.nelly and send me a DM if you are going through a dating situation and you want advice on it. You can send me a voice note and I may just feature you in a future episode. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And I'm sending you love and abundance as you go through your day. Take care. Pioneer.